Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I noticed on the news this week that the news hasn't let up. I think it's safe to say that for all the years I've ever watched the news, I've never seen a news anchor come on and say, "Well, sorry, but we couldn't find any news to report on this week. Stay calm, carry on, and have a nice day." To be fair, there was a lot to report on this week, wasn't there? Another shooting in another town that starts with CH, closer to home. Ugh. A satellite we sent into space went closer to Pluto than we've ever gone before. Yay. El Chapo went down like Drano and took a motorcycle ride to freedom. Yikes. We made a deal with Iran. Maybe. You see, the news obviously hasn't got the message that we're on summer break. The news is kind of like the Energizer Bunny. It just keeps going and going and going. It doesn't let up. Jesus and his disciples also couldn't get a break in Mark chapter 6 today, our gospel reading. They tried retreating to a desolate place, thinking people might not follow them so that they could rest a while. It was Jesus' idea. He cared for those disciples, and he knew that it was what it was like to be on call 24/7. And he suggested that they go away and rest for a while. But he also cared for the people. And when a very large crowd on foot came out, over 5,000 men, plus women and children, when they ventured out to see Jesus, to hear him teach, he didn't say no. He didn't call them parasites or problemed children. He called them sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And over the course of time, it grew late. The disciples were the pragmatists. They were thinking very practically. They suggested to Jesus to send the people away so they can go into the countryside, into the villages, and buy themselves something to eat. I mean, how do you feed 5,000 men plus women and children in a desolate place, as it mentioned several times, a desolate place, nothing here to eat? One disciple even suggested, "Should we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them?" That was a significant amount of money, 200 denarii. Maybe like one denarii is like one day's wage at the time. So 200 denarii, that's a significant amount of money. However, Bible scholars argue and say it probably wasn't enough to feed 5,000 men, women, and children. We often look for reasonable solutions to problems in this world, thinking that we need more. But God often has solutions beyond what we can imagine or think, using what we already have. In case you missed that, let me repeat it. We often look for reasonable solutions to problems in this world, thinking we need more. But God often has solutions beyond what we can imagine or think, using what we already have. Jesus asked them to count up what they had. Only 5 loaves, the bread, and 2 fish, the meat. Hardly seemed enough to feed 12 disciples, much less 5,000 men plus women and children. But no, with Jesus' presence, it was more than enough. Jesus had them sit down in groups of 100s and 50s. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. This was to teach them the source of every blessing and all that we need in this life. Jesus said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave it to the disciples and set it before the people. So the model is, from heaven, through Jesus, to the apostles, and to God's people. And he divided the fish among them as well. And lo and behold, it says they all ate and were satisfied. It was no trick. There is no logical, reasonable explanation for this. It was a miracle showing the power and the grace that is in Christ Jesus and that which belongs to his church. He fed them all. And we eat, marveling at what his power can do. Not just multiplying loaves of bread, but multiplying forgiveness for everyone who needs it until they all eat and are satisfied. Not just feeding 5,000 plus people, but giving faith and hope to a never-ending news cycle world with shootings and spacecrafts, Charlestons and Chattanoogas, natural disasters, and man-made catastrophes. And where there is sin, salvation. By grace through faith in Christ. As he delivers these things then and now through the church. Eat, my friends. There's more than enough. Beyond what you can imagine or think. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.